Okay, good evening, everybody. And after a couple week break, Baruch Hashem, due to a few chasanas, we're going to resume. And tonight's topic is tefillin. Now, you'd say, what does tefillin have to do with Shabbos? So that's what we're going to learn about. Says the author, Pinkish, Shabbos Kodesh lav zman tefillin. On Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin. Mipnei sha tefillin hem ois. Tefillin are a sign, a symbol. It's a religious symbol. It's a reminder. Shabbos atzma hi ois. And Shabbos itself is this sign, this symbol to remind us about Hashem. Mimsanu oimim. So we kind of say, so to speak, Shabbos itself is tefillin. On a weekday, men, I'm not getting to just put this way, spiritually, women don't need tefillin, but men do. So men must wear tefillin. And Shabbos takes the place of tefillin on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. V'im kein, mistaber, shekol asher navin b'mahusam shel ha'tefillin, that everything that we find with the essence of tefillin is also found in the kedusha of Shabbos, in the sanctity, in the holiness of Shabbos. the essence of the tying of the tefillin, kipshuta hichibor. At some level, it creates a connection. Likshur ulachaber, to tie and to connect and to unify. Amuras Yisrael, l'moyach ulalev, to take our head, our brain, and our hearts, our lev, tefillin shel rosh. We know that we put our tefillin shel rosh on the moyach. It has to be actually, can't be below the hairline. It has to be over our head, by the brain, so to speak. Utefillin is on our hand, facing our heart. And that's why tefillin is put on our left, and you put it on your left hand, facing the heart. So tefillin connects to our heart, tefillin connects to our brain. Now, in certain Sephardic Siddurim, certain more Arizal type Siddurim, it will bring something called Pesach Eliyahu, which is the opening of Eliyahu Navi, which is found in Siddurim. That is the Hakdama, it's the introduction to Tikkuni Zohar. Tikkuni Zohar goes to the first 70 psukim of Bereishis. It's specifically on the beginning of Bereishis. It's a chelek. It's an important part of the Zayar. And in the Hakidama, the introduction to that is called Pesach Eliyahu. And Mavur Shan over there, if you're learning Tikkuni Zohar, heavy Kabbalah, you're going to understand Alpi Sisrei Torah based on Nister, the secret, so to speak, of Kabbalah, of Torah. But for those who are joining in now, we're talking about tefillin, why tefillin takes the place, why Shabbos takes the place of tefillin on Shabbos. There's a connection. Shabbos is the os, which takes the place of tefillin. So over there in Tikkuni Zohar, it says that it should be those of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the attributes of Hashem, so to speak, are compared to the Dumus Ha'adam, the Tzelem Elokim Ashevo. We are a small, so to speak, in the figure of Hashem. Our body, even though Hashem has no physicality to him, we anthropomorphically are compared to certain attributes of Hashem. Hadvarim Hema, these things in the beginning of Tikkuni Zohar are Sisrei Torah, they're hidden parts of Torah. You have to be a big Mekubal, a big Kabbalist to totally properly fathom and understand what this means. Aval, nevertheless, Mipashtas Hamilim, just from the simple meaning of the words, and by the way, Rav Pinkus, the author of this work, was a very big Mekubal, was very familiar with Kabbalistic texts. He was a Talmud Muvok of Rabbi Elia Weintraub, who was one of the biggest Mekubalim. He was a Lithuanian. He lived right next to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Actually, he was a Chavrusha/teacher of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's father, the stipler going in Kabbalah, not in Gemara. The stipler could have taught him that at a very high level. But Rav Pinkus was very familiar. So he says, we're learning at a simple level, his simple level. He understood it at a deep level, but he's going to teach us at a more simple level. And the Tikkuni Zohar says the following thing, a big chiddush, a novel idea about tefillin. It's going to be a game changer about tefillin. V'chen shar, it says, mevur sham, ich chesed derua yamina, v'gura derua the smaller. Chesed, so to speak, is the right hand, and which is kindness, which is the attribute of Avram, which would be one of these parshas, and gevura, and judgment or strength or din is the left hand, which, by the way, for these parshas is Yitzchak. Okay, and Yaakov will be with Tiferes. That's not a conversation tonight. So chesed is on the right, gevura is on the left. Umavur, and then it says, V'chen shar chalk ya'adam, it talks about all the other body parts, how they correspond to Hashem's attributes. V'chashem is var keser, keser, which is the highest spiritual level, the crown, which is above Chabad, right, which is above Chachma Bina V'das. Keser, it says in Tikkuni Zohar, Gulgalta hu hakarkachta demanach. I love tefillin. It's the skull, it's the head with tefillin. The keser, which has chesed is the right hand, with the left hand, netzach is the right foot, yisod is the left, tefillin is the heart, going down, all you, so to speak, different parts of the body, whatever that means. It doesn't mean it literally, obviously. But keser, the highest, is referred to as a head, a skull, karkafta, that is wearing tefillin. Umuvur, kasher adam anich tefillin. And what's clear from the Tikkuni Zohar is that when a person is wearing, when a man is wearing tefillin, it's hashlamas tzuras adam. It's the completion of the figure of what man is supposed to be. Just like the body parts, when we talk about our hands and our legs, a head, a Yiddish cup, a Jewish head is a head with tefillin. A Yiddish cup, a Jewish male wears tefillin. A Jewish female wears tefillin is confused. That's not tonight's topic. But since I'm zooming into the Bay Area, it's important to note that. But a Jewish man wears tefillin. He's a matzino rock tefillin. This concept is only found in Tikkuni Zohar by tefillin. Shehari l'dugmor, for example, when it talks about tiferes, which is the gufa, which is the torso, it doesn't say the torso with tzitzis, the gufa im tzitzis. The tzitzis is the completion of that. Or guf kodesh, or a torso that doesn't eat McDonald's and Burger King, doesn't eat nevelis v'chadoma. Or a guf is, the torso is in and of itself representative of God's attribute by itself. All of the other mitzvahs are tosefes maila. It just adds a plus to the body. But tefillin, or the right hand, or the left hand, it doesn't say anything else about it, just that the karkofta, the head, is the, when we talk about the head, Yiddish head has tefillin on it. That's source of them. She'adam b'li tefillin, right? A man doesn't have to wear tefillin, is b'li roish v'gol golas, it's missing source of adam klal. That's what it says up in Kabbalah. By the way, the Gemara specifically says of all the positive mitzvahs, a karkach, the lo menachat tefillin, the punishment for a head that doesn't wear tefillin, it's one of the most serious punishments. Which is why, I'm not getting into this right now, the value of the merit, there's obviously a merit to it, but how much emphasis is put on this? Chabad will proactively look to put specifically tefillin on men. Why? Because you karkach, the lo menachat tefillin, is a serious thing. Now, there is a question, really means every day, and not putting it on every day. Seems to be, according to the Rambam, once in your life or twice. That's why they specifically Chabad, obviously you're over an Avera every day, you don't put on tefillin, which you're obligated, which is not Shabbos and Yom Tov. They look to do that. You always, why tefillin? It's not just because, why not tzitzis? Why don't they go around the flea markets and take tzitzis around them and say, here's tzitzis, you get a mitzvah, also mitzvah in a Torah, a key mitzvah in a Torah, you put on tzitzis. Because karkaf, the lo menach tefillin, you are missing your essence of humanity. You're missing what it means to be a Jewish mensch. You're missing a serious thing if you do not put on tefillin in the morning, every single morning. And the Zohar says you were lacking in Gansen. As opposed to any other mitzvah, you're missing the mitzvah, you're doing a very, but you're missing yourself completely. A head that doesn't have tefillin is not an Adam, it's not a Jewish Adam. And therefore the punishment is the most severe, by the way, of all the mitzvahs assays, except for Bris Milah, okay, and maybe Korban Pesach, and it's going to get as serious as we get. V'adavar muvam lo'id, she'amuna shel Shema Yisrael, that we know that Shema is written in tefillin, he etz initial sa'adam. Because again, getting to Kabbalah, the soul of Adam is Shema, with the oneness of Hashem, the love of Hashem. V'adam b'li emuna, and by the way, a person, a yid, that doesn't have emuna, is kibal mum levad, is totally blemished. If a yid, if a Jew does not have emuna, the whole way they connect to the world is different. The whole way they connect to the world is totally different. They live a different life. They see the world differently. They utilize their life differently. They react differently. That to a Jew who understands there's a creator of the world, who's evolved in this world, who leads this world, it's a different life. And the truth is, it's not Adam. Lack some level, of course, there's still a soul there, it's been buried, it's a sophisticated animal. Tefillin, which represent the emunah on the head and the heart, makes the person. It makes the yid. Uman niflas ha-kabbalah ben tefillin the Shabbos Kodesh. And by the way, it's amazing, he says, this connection between tefillin and Shabbos Kodesh. Shkemo l'gabi Shabbos Kodesh. We said specifically, a Jew who publicly, and again today, we're not going back to what we discussed many months ago, but Jews who have no clue what Shabbos is, have no real understanding, which is the tragedy of our generation, past few generations, where you have millions of Jews, specifically in Chutz Laaretz, outside of Israel, who never learned about Shabbos, never learned about anything Jewish-wise. I remember Lazer, if I can quote Lazer's on here, told me he didn't see tefillin until he was much older in life. He didn't see tefillin, right? Remember he told me many years ago, right? Am I correct about that?
Yes, I think I was around 40 before I put tefillin on.
40. It wasn't part of where you grew up, anything, right?
Right.
So there are Jews who never don't know Shabbos. We're not talking about, but a Jew who understands what Shabbos is and publicly transgresses the Shabbos is like a Gentile. That's what the Talmud says. A yid who's mechal Shabbos publicly is ke'akum. Can't believe tefillin. Also, a yid who doesn't wear tefillin is not a yid. He's lacking what it means to be a full yid. It's such a serious thing not to wear tefillin. Amnam. Bezech chilukim at tefillin b'Shabbos. But the truth is, there's a significant difference. It's one thing I'm telling you. Shabbos is an ois. Shabbos is a sign. It takes the place of tefillin, which is a sign of connecting ourselves to emunah, to faith. But there's a big difference between tefillin and Shabbos. Am chilukim, there's chilukim. Tefillin are black. There's parshios there. It's physical. There's parshios, minachas suguros. And there's of the Shema in there. And the batim are specific. There's all kinds of halachas. You can learn the third parak of menachas, brought down in the first chelik of Shulchan Aruch, or a chayim, it has to be made out of leather. And he says, I'm not going to, right now, we're not learning, we're learning about Shabbos, to give all the reasons why it is, but we have to understand at some level, why tefillin are specifically, they're black, and they're enclosed, and they're leather. Black, enclosed, and leather. Why is that specific? And he says as follows, with Pinkus. In the Welt, in the world, Yesh inyan amachitza. We call it amachitza. A wall, a barrier, a separation. Rabim choyishvin, many will think, shematayas hamachitza, the point of the mechitza is, lasos hafroda ben shenam, to make a separation, to separate two things. Aval ha-emes, the truth is, shemiderach klal, very often, matayas hamachitza, the purpose of this wall, of this barrier, is not to separate. El adiraba lasas chibur. It's to connect. Hinei l'mashal. For example, Bebeis HaKnesses, in shuls, in Torah shuls, where they follow halacha, there's a mechitza, which is an Ezra's Nashim. It creates a women's section. Mal inya amechitza, he ishuma halacha sneer, she mahocha sneer, why do you have a mechitza? Because we know in sneers, basically rather than Talmud and Sukkah and other places, that you cannot have during davening women and men together, mingling, right? Together. Well, it's nice, actually. It could be a serious halakhic issues beyond looking and dress and thoughts and focus, etc. Against halakha. Vayamukhrach al pizza, shlo yavo hanashtu mesik haskal. There would have been, if there is no mechitza, since men and women can't be together, and men are obligated in minyan. Again, we're not giving a difference between men and women today, but men are obligated in minyan, and women are not. Okay, men have a chiv of minyan, and women do not, even though women get a plus for going. Aval ma'achar, just parenthetic, see, I know a story many years ago. I remember one time a woman came to me at Simchas Torah, said she wants to dance at the Sefer Torah. I said, we don't do that here. So it's not fair. I said, it's funny to me. You didn't tell me it's not fair the past few weeks when the men were waking up every morning for slichas. You didn't say, it's not fair they're waking up for slichas and I'm not. How come by this it's not fair? You didn't tell me it's not fair when your husband's waking up 5:45 in the morning to come every single day and you're sleeping till 9. That you didn't tell me. But everything else, what do you mean it's not fair? It's different. Things are different. I'm not going to this, but just, I thought this was a funny story. So at the end of the day, men are obligated to come to slichas. They gotta wake up at 5:45 in the morning, get to slichas, gotta wake up, cold, rain, shine. The first light snow happened in Chicago tonight. We wake up, you go out to me, it's pushing, you have to get to the house, it's warm, there's heat. The outside's slushy, it's cold, it's windy. No one's still making you want to come out at night tomorrow. But it's for sure a plus. Men are obligated to go to shul. So what would be if you didn't have a mechitza? Women couldn't come at all. There would be no space for women. Since at the end of the day, the Ratzah Torah, the Torah wants a woman to come to shul. It's a plus for the woman to come to shul. They can hear Kaddish, they can hear Kedusha, they can hear Kriyas Torah. Of course, and they can hear the rabbi's speech of the Shabbos, they can hear some halachas, whatever. Right? They can be involved. So make a mechitza. So now you think, wow, we can come to the shul, and everything follows the halacha, everything follows the Torah. Vayedei kelishmo advarm shivikdusha, they can hear all the kedusha. So what is the mechitza doing? Is the mechitza separating the man and woman? No. Again, if you don't care about halacha, you don't care anything. We're not, this year is not for you. We gotta go to Judaism 101. Judaism 101. We'll teach you why you should care about halacha. It's important. You don't know better, but if you do care about halacha, so this is halacha, and therefore what the mechitza is doing. Is it's allowing the woman to come to shul and to hear kash and to hear kedusha? If that's separating them, it's bringing it in. It's allowing. It's permitting. Right, and it's allowing the men to daven the halacha with the woman in the shul. It's not breaking tznius. It's permitting everyone to be successful in a halachic form and fashion. So it's not a separation. It's actually connecting people to the shul. The same thing says Reb Pinkus by Matan Torah. At Matan Torah. When Hashem came to the world at Sinai, at that one moment in time, in the year 2448, world history, right, over 3,300 years ago, 6.5 years ago, Hashem came to the world in a level of presence which has not been in any level experiences that. Hashem came to Har Sinai, whatever that means. Obviously, Hashem is not physical. There was Hashra Shashkinah. This is love for example. If you would take the sun we see every morning, right? By the way, there's still sun in Chicago now, even though it's pretty oblique, right? The sun that's there, which is from as the Talmud says, way before man to modern day astronomy, it's from the smallest of stars. What would happen if we brought the sun close to Earth? Well, we don't even have to guess. If you bring the sun a little bit closer to the Earth, we'd burn to a crisp. Forget bringing the sun to the Earth. Right, it would be smithereens way before this gun got like 90 million miles away. So the whole we're calling on Nisraf Berega, Vim Ken, Kol Sheken, Hashem. If you bring his Shechina, if he comes to the world can't handle it. We don't have enough water. It would burn, so to speak, spiritually burn out the world. We're willing to do it. So how did Hashem's presence come to Har Sinai? Right? It's very important. You learn the Torah, you're going to learn something right now. You learn the Torah, you learn Parshas Yisrael, and different, later on, again, in Devarim, how Hashem comes. We know it says, the Mechita Shal Choshech Anuv HaRafel. There were clouds, it was dark. It was dark. There were all kinds of Mechitzas. There's a Hester, right? That's how he came, so to speak. The Mechitzas allowed, there were all kinds of spiritual change. The Mechitzas did allow Hashem. Hashem could have come if he wanted to, but the point is, for Hashem's real Shechina, the barrier, so to speak, allowed it, didn't block it from coming. The whole Mechitzas lohaya b'shul arach, because Hashem wanted to distance Hashem, ulahaster to cover him, and the other, we could never handle if Hashem would have totally manifested himself without these barriers and darkness and obliqueness. It was to reveal Hashem that we could be able to be source of Hashem's presence. We still died at Sinai and had to be revived when Hashem spoke. But it allowed us, it didn't block us. That's the separation. Now go to our point by Tefillin. Says Rav Pinkus, that is Tefillin. Listen to this. Shachar is like the darkness by Sinai. Bias, it's enclosed. The parshas is enclosed. It's a bias. The ur is mechitza kolas hamegina al kol ramach evarim shel ba'chai. Ur, especially in lotus, where leather covers, it's a covering. It's a covering. All these things, so to speak, figuratively, needs to be there for tefillin. Kasher boy, we're tying the shema for us, the Hashem's name, to our head. We're putting emuna on our head. We're putting on our left arm, if we're righty, next to our heart, and if we're lefty, on our right, for Torah lefty. On the right, to just tie it, Berega Kamemra, we cannot handle the Kedusha. We're not fitting, we're not the level to be able to handle it. So to speak, it would overblow, it wouldn't work spiritually. Chen Oisim, it has mechitzas, it's black. It has a box. It's made of leather. Kadesha Ayedekach. That Shema Hashem, those Shemas, they're the tefillin on our head, on our brain, and by our heart, on our arm, by our heart. It is the essence of tefillin. It allows us to connect to Hashem. It allows us to connect to Hashem. Lu Yitzur, so to speak, if we put the Shema Hashem in our head and in our hearts without this, the connection would be so intense. Again, we're not spiritual people, but that's what it would be. The intent should be so intense of oneness to Hashem, we would have no connection to this world. In theory, again, if a person's head's in the muck, but in theory, we would have no connection to the world. For the Shaykh, it's Aziyatza Alapol, a person wouldn't want to work. By the way, in the old days, time of Talmud, they wore tefillin all day. We today are not, for halakhic reasons, many reasons, only wear tefillin by Shachris. But in the days of the Talmud, they wear tefillin. When they went to work, they wore their tefillin. Took it off into the bathroom, but they wore their tefillin. But today, if we wouldn't have that, we wouldn't want to go to work. We'd be like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We would be totally no connection to this world. That's how totally connected we'd be to Hashem. And that's not what Hashem wants. We're supposed to be involved in this world. That's not real by us. Okay? We're supposed to be in this world. And so, therefore, in order for us to properly handle tefillin, it's black with boxes and a leather. Headed by heart. Shabbos mitzad echad is like tefillin, which is our head and our heart connects to Hashem. But on another level, there's no leather, it's not black, and there's no boxes. It's tefillin without that. On Shabbos, we're on such a high level that we're like tefillin without the blockages, without the barriers, which we usually during the weekdays need to connect our head and our heart to Hashem. It's tefillin behirim with the emes amita. It's the whole truth. On Shabbos, we're like a Shem Baruch Hai. We don't go to work on Shabbos. We're not involved in the mundane on Shabbos, reading the latest cabinet pick for Trump. Actually, someone told me, Billy Guzman, they're making a Kiddush. It's not in Chicago. Someone from a different city told me they're making a Kiddush for President Trump. That's right. He's going to wear a shirt with Trump's picture, like the whole shebang. I tried to talk to him, but he didn't listen to me. I want to make a kiddush too. I think because again, not that I think Trump's Mashiach at all, or some of his picks, like some of his cabinets are terrible. But so Yeshua for the Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, to have a president with putting cabinet picks who are going to be fully supportive in theory. Not, we'll see what happens. You know, it's a great thing. But I make a kiddush on Shabbos. You Mashiach, make a kiddush on the weekday. You know, you want to make a little party on Shabbos? That's what you do on Shabbos. No shaykhs to Shabbos. Shabbos is all of Hashem. We're not the Trump and Kamala or Schumer. We're not involved in Shabbos. It's all Hashem. Shabbos is like the tefillin, you know, without, we're like, we're connecting purely to the source. We're not involved in the Chai Shad call, right? It's your tefillin, so Shabbos, it's Shvisa Gemurah. You're not involved in this stuff. It shouldn't be part of your Shabbos lunch conversation. It shouldn't be part of what you're thinking about in Shul. Shouldn't be part of your shir. Shouldn't be part of your walk. Again, I'm not telling you if you're a human being, people need small talk. But your head, that's how your head is. Certainly not by Kiddush. Push out Kiddush. A political affair over there. I don't care who won. It's not what Shabbos is about. Shabbos, we're like feeling without the thing. We're the highest levels. Kashim, Kaddish, Fenir, but like, you understand what we're saying here? The pink has just taught us so many lessons about Shabbos, about tefillin, about mechitzas, about what Har Sinai happens. But on Shabbos, we are like, when we talk about karkof, a Jewish head doesn't wear tefillin. A Jewish head doesn't wear tefillin, it's not a yid. But a yid on Shabbos, a Jew on Shabbos, like, is without the tefillin, with tefillin, without the boxes, without the barriers. We don't need that. That's the higher level we're all. That's what it says. That Ma'ur Panav Shal Adam B'chol, the Ma'ur Panav, we can't compare our face, a Yiddish Panim, a Jewish face on a week of the Shabbos. On Shabbos, we're like tefillin without the boxes. Shabbos Shabbos, we're so, the potential is there. The potential is there for a Yid to be so connected to Hashem. So connected, his head, his heart, to his Creator. Bokea Derech Reisho, and you're like the sun in his strength. Right? And we just said the Jewish head that's tefillin is lacking. A Yiddish head on Shabbos is so much higher. That's what we know. To wear tefillin on Shabbos is a busha. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. We don't need tefillin. We're on a higher level on Shabbos. We connect without it. And on Yom Tov too. Valkane, no more behilchus tefillin on Shabbos. We can learn from tefillin to Shabbos. Tefillin, the main thing is a kesher shel kayama. When you're wearing tefillin, we're not at a level where tefillin all day today. But when you're wearing tefillin, you're supposed to think about Hashem, our head. You know, I mentioned making a kiddush on Shabbos for President Trump, which again, I make a kiddush. I'm thrilled. For many levels, I'm thrilled that vouchers may happen, a federal voucher. I'm thrilled that Iran will be a priority. I'm thrilled that you will not have cabinet people criticizing Israel for defending itself. I'm thrilled that it's good for the Supreme Court. And quite frankly, if someone invited me to a party during the week, I don't know if I'd go, but I would have a problem going. Right? But on Shabbos, Shabbos, like it bothers me. Now, if so, we want to fill in the same thing. We want to fill in. You talk politics with filling on. You show someone, personally, you know, I will tell you one thing. In Chicago, anywhere I dive, you're not going to bring a cell phone, any cell phone, a dumb phone, let alone an iPhone or these places, you know. But if you, again, I mean, there are shows in Chicago that they don't ban it. They're in the curl. But I've seen people, you take your phone, you start showing the person the news with their tefillin on. Start schmoozing about Nara Shazach and silly things with your tefillin on. When you're wearing your tefillin, it's all about Hashem. But it's tied to your heart. It's tied to your mayach. It's all about Hashem. You have the shame Hashem on you. You're with Hashem. You imagine me in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, right by you. Oh, let me talk to you about the sports game. Right? It's baseball season now, right? I'm sure. Right? You know, the watch that Super Bowl, the baseball season. I'm just joking. It's really fun. Right? It's sports. We're talking about politics, about what's going on in the internet and on the stock market. You sugar, you're wearing tefillin. With Hashem. That's not what you do. You don't talk about did Trump win Pennsylvania or not the morning of November 6th or 7th. It's not what you're talking about when you're wearing tefillin. You don't talk about your family picnic on Sunday when you're wearing tefillin. You think about Hashem. But li yaseh chadas. If you want to have a family picnic when davening's over, when your tefillin are wrapped up, go over to all, you know, should my plants stay? You want to talk about who won Pennsylvania, Baruch Hashem, Trump, tell me your tefillin are off. Maybe better than I to talk about shul. Don't make the shul a politics. But not, you know, I'm serious. I'm saying in the general rule, it shouldn't be a place without you talk about that. And it's you don't have no answer to that. And that's the whole Shabbos. The whole Shabbos. Now, fill in, there's zero excuse. And I mean this seriously. People wear tefillin by davening time. You do not talk about anything. Shabbos is a person, we're human, so there's more leniency, even though Shabbos is holier. For a person, you know, certainly I wouldn't do it in shul, wouldn't do it, whatever, but, you know, if you're walking with somebody. But Shabbos, you know, the high road of Shabbos, it's Atzmo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. You should be thinking about Hashem, Me'erev Ad Efer, with the Kesher Kai, which we tie with that Hesach Hadas. Your focus of your reading on Shabbos, again, we're on a high level now. If a person, and I mentioned this, a person has normal human conversations and wants to play Monopoly. I don't. Obviously, if you're playing Monopoly, you think that your Shabbos is your essence. You're missing the boat very highly, you know. But the real goal of Shabbos is to connect to Hashem. And therefore, if you have leisurely reading, it should be a Torah Dika book. If you have time, push yourself for learning. Get to the rabbi's drasha. Get to shul. When you're at a Shabbos meal, it's not about the conversation about your weekday with your guest or with your spouse. You can recover your week, do it a different time. You know, again, I'm not saying that we're all at this level. I'm talking about the sheaf for the goal. It's not a time to talk about politics, whatever your politics may be, even if you're thrilled, certainly not time for a kiddush. It's not a time for sports or for exchanging tips about Intel or Cisco or Apple or Facebook or about the stock market, or talking about what you're doing that Sunday, whether you're boating or golfing or swimming, or whatever it may be. Shabbos is about Hashem. The goal of Shabbos is Hashem. Erev B'kesh Shokama. Your Shabbos talk, Shabbos Yerchol, it should understand that we're by Shabbos, you're wearing tefillin. We are on Shabbos, we're wearing tefillin. And even the ladies, by the way, are wearing tefillin on Shabbos. You don't need it in the weekday. It's not a conversation for the day. Ladies doesn't need it during the weekday. Men do. But on Shabbos, we're all in front of Hashem. And therefore, tefillin we wear during the week, because we want to connect our heart and our head to Shabbos. Shabbos, for 24 plus hours, our hearts and our Hashem, our heads are completely connected to Hashem. The more we do that, the more we tap into that, as I said earlier, it's a different face. It's a different connection. It's the Kedusha. The holiness of Shabbos is literally tefillin without the boxes. As we started a yid, a karkach de lo menach tefillin, a head of that tefillin is not a person, because they're missing the faith, the missing connection to Hashem. And Shabbos is al achas kama v'kama. How much more so? The opportunity of Shabbos is for us to be halig, for us to be holy, for us to connect to Hashem, and it's as halig, as holy as we allow it ourselves. Something we should strive for is to make Shabbos our Shabbos, and therefore be a true oath, a true sign, a true tefillin of the boxes. Okay, we'll hold here. And next week, we're going to talk about the Beis HaMikdash and its connected Shabbos.